A plug slipped into your rear, buzzing away, making every sensation everywhere else that much more exciting. That's why I love a plug. And I love latex material, because there's something clean and smooth and squeezable about it, especially if you take good care of it. That slightly yielding rubber, when it slips into your ass, and you squeeze down, it can feel like just another part of your suit, integrated, buzzing, vibrating your thoughts away. The ability to squeeze your ass and get those reward sensations from the nerve endings around the very entrance of your squeezing little hole, that's a bonus. Nowhere is pleasure more accessible than in a plugged, vibrating hole back there, where you can grind your ass down on the plug, or squeeze the hole around it. And doing so makes you hyper-aware of all the other places you can squeeze, all the stimulation you can get just by making your body do things it would ordinarily only do during sex, or masturbation, or climax. You've got enough control of those nerve endings to squeeze your ass tight and feel the plug, the way it pushes out the presence of it, the heaviness of it, the weight of it. And maybe you wait a little. Squeeze, pulse, 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 relax. Squeeze, pulse, 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 relax. Your ass plugged is a symbol. You're plugged in, wired in, dark, insidious surface of latex touching, teasing, training. And if you're plugged and someone's taking control, taking you by the collar, commanding you to your knees, making every bit of latex in your body buzz against the surface, the plug in your ass is going to be one more submission emphasis, one more submission incentive. Plugged ass interfaced with the rest of you, squeezing and tightening, trying to send pleasure to your own brain. The pleasure subjugates. The pleasure makes your thoughts melt away. The pleasure in your ass becomes one more zone that can be targeted by someone who wants to see you twitch in a particular way. It's yet another way to present yourself as a submissive, desirous of pleasure, showing that your plugged ass is bringing you to the limit of what you can stand. That every second you're plugged, you're too turned on to think about anything but pleasure, submission, indulgence, and hedonistic abandon to the state of pleasure drone. Latex laden, latex plugged, latex filled, pleasure drone. That is the catalyst and reminder and trigger for a whole set of pleasured responses, where your hips buck just from having something in your ass, or being plugged at all brings you to the limit. Being plugged at all reminds you there's a whole pleasure system of which that plug is just one part, but it seals the deal, plugs you in, wires up all those other connections, buzzes in time with them, a vibrating message into your brain. Squeeze for the plug, sink for the plug, squeeze for me. It makes it more accessible having that dark, invading, stretching, squeezing, trembling, vibrating presence. That reminder that pleasure can come from back there, and that you're going to be squeezing every time you tighten up, every time your muscles down below tighten. And if you stop squeezing and relax, the plug will settle as deep as it can go, shivering and vibrating, finding its way inside, reminding you that this whole thing is driven, wound, run from your own energies, and that you are mindlessly, unthinkingly, every time you're distracted for even a second, clenching your ass around the plug and sending the vibrations deeper into your body, to places where they put you right at the edge of climax anyway. You could almost come from your ass knowing that dark latex presence marks you as a submissive drone, marks you as a controlled, operated, influenced latex fetishist. Your ass squeezing around the plug, dark, smooth, mind-numbing, the presence you can always feel. For every second you are plugged, you are aware of what you are. For every second you are plugged, every little latex attachment, every aspect of your fetish is engaged and focused, and your ass might clench, clench, clench tight and hot if you really sat there, squeezing your asshole, grinding down on your plug. You would be capable of climaxing with your hands at your sides untouching, with your mouth slightly open, groaning, moaning, accepting. If you were commanded to efficiently make yourself come, wouldn't you clench your ass and grind on your plug as part of the procedure? It is an essential, assisting, mind-numbing, teaching procedure to have that plug be there. Every moment you are plugged, every moment that your ass is squeezing around that plug, rhythmically contracting, mind-numbingly driving you, you are trained and plugged in. You are submissively suited. You are latex-clad, latex-bound, latex-plugged. And the dark, insidious rubber vibrates until it's hard to tell if it's inflating and deflating, if it's fucking your ass nice and slow, or if it's just sitting there and your own muscular contractions are driving that pleasure, driving it into your brain, fucking your own brain by squeezing your own ass around that dark latex plug until you've fucked your thoughts out. And you're sitting there, droolingly waiting for the command of some dominant agency who enjoys the fact you are plugged, the fact you are a drone, the fact you wear out for anyone to tell, the fact that you are sweating and squeezing around your plug, using it to drive pleasure into your own brain, and keep yourself in a drugged digital drone stupor. Instead of needing to press you into compliance with repeated blasts of pleasure, you'll give them to yourself. The availability of your plug, the addictive nature of training yourself to wear it, and how it's wired into every other latex attachment, every other latex intuition and influence that you have, finds its root at your butt squeezing around that plug, training your brain with repeated chemical infusions from your ass squeezing pleasure hormones, squeezing sexual desire. A fetish, after all, is intense, enhanced sexual desire that comes just from the presence of an object, its use, its control over you, and dark latex has a very insidious control underlying it. Squeeze your ass. Clench tight. Squeeze as tight as you can. Let your eyes roll back and your mouth hang open. Let yourself drool for it. This would be a way of displaying that your latex-plugged ass has taken control, just as any other attachment might take control, and that plug turns you on hot and heavy, deep and horny, that if you really needed to, you could sit there and just grind your ass rhythmically, enticingly, alluringly down onto the plug while squeezing, trying to coax the sensation of vibration, of teaching, of control and confinement where you are trapped in your own desire. If your plug were pulled out and put to the side, left there, waiting, you would find a way to insert and train yourself with it, find a way to fall back on the latex programming that has you where you are. That plug is part of the whole arrangement, part of the whole attachment, part of your learning, part of your training, part of your conditioning. The vision in your head, a latex drone kneeling, ass spread, plug sliding in, docking, locking, wired to the rest, attuned to a suit of latex that is, after all, your own energy and urge and desire. Slow, insidious, mindless and mind-numbing. Your mind squeezing that energy into you, that digital routine, that subroutine urge, that nature of you where you plug yourself slow so you can be taught and trained by your own body, so you can become part of building a routine that is habit-forming, automatic, easier to do because it's part of your latex training, your latex fetish, your drone persona, your ass-plugged conditioning. Stretching your ass around a dark latex plug, letting it vibrate your thoughts away until you are vibrating in tune with it, swaying and grinding your ass, clenching tight to bring pleasure to the rest of you. until you can get off just from grinding down on it, squeezing down on it, surrendering to it, submitting to it, letting it dominate your brain and body. That latex plug is taking over. Your mind is surrendering to your ass's own influence. Squeeze, tight and taut, hot, dripping your brain away. The chemical drip, far more effective than putting any kind of assistive chemical on you, is to use your brain and body's own system of sexual desire and libido. There's a part of you that has fetishes of being controlled, being programmed like a computer, being commanded, made to squeeze and grind, made to incorporate attachment and subroutine into your own brain to make you more efficient and better, more enticing and alluring. And I assure you, any dominant with desire for you who saw your desperate addiction to your own latex plug, squeezing your ass and coming helplessly, looking up, blankly waiting for reward or command. Anyone seeing that would be enticed to reach out, grip you by the collar, and command you again. Let me see you squeezing your ass. Let me see you squeezing your ass around your latex plug again and again until you come again and it's too sensitive to do anything else. Screw waiting. Screw excuses. Only the drone brain thinking this is dark latex. It is in contact with my body. I am bound and attached. I will follow. I will obey. I will sink. I will submit. Commands make me so hot, so horny. Squeeze. You always have access to the ready infusion of pleasure and mind-numbing drugging from your own libido that comes around when you squeeze your ass, grind your ass, move your plug in and out even, the strong thrusting, the presence of nothing within and the empty hunger, followed by fucking the plug into your ass, a fullness, a completeness. Even if it doesn't do too much on the inside on its own, you do have those sensitive reward sensors you can squeeze that innovate their way into the rest of your body. The nervous system is all connected there, and the presence of that plug is aesthetically so pleasing, darkly, insidiously, mind-numbingly plugged, knowing you're displaying your desire and submission just by having that in there, that anyone who saw you plugged back there saw you aching and squeezing, saw your hole closing and forcing more pleasure, even if it were only an edge case extra bit. The fact you're pursuing the extra pleasure of clenching your ass around that plug, that's enough. Squeezing and grinding, grinding down and pushing it in and out, rhythmically, continuously, mind-numbingly, controllingly, fucking your ass and feeling the plug, the presence of it, the weight of it, and the way that you can access just a little bit of extra pleasure, even if you were masturbating, if you were being dominated and told, get off, rub yourself off, get off. You would squeeze your ass to emphasize that you are helplessly seeking to comply with that command as powerfully as possible. And once you've done it 30, 40, 50 times, that's a habit. The habit is very, very powerful in a masturbatory, mindless, drone, sexualized setting. A habit becomes a fetish. A fetish becomes something that makes it so much easier to get off that getting off without it gets more difficult in time. The infusion of dark latex makes things so much sexier, so much more controlling. The presence of the plug in your ass is the same way. Once you get used to it, why go without it if it's such a powerful broadcast of how submissive you are? Once you get used to it, why do anything but plug your ass before you start to come? Plug your ass before you show off your willing, devoted, bound-up, submissive self. Before you let someone see they can dominate you with words, with will, with control, and your masturbating, mindless body and form look so much more alluring, with your ass clenching and deliberately pushing it up. Even if you were ordered to edge, you would clench your ass around that toy to make it harder on yourself, because a dominant who orders and commands a latex drone to edge wants to see them fail every now and then, wants to see them too horny to do anything but give in to body urges. You are a horny, libido-driven entity, bound and contained in rules and lust, but being so incredibly desirous, horny, libidinous under the outfit, under the latex, that's what a dominant enjoys. You wanting it so badly that your body is at odds with the will of your mind to obey, that your body seeks pleasure so insidiously that if you're commanded to wear your plug purely for the aesthetics, the automatic response of clenching around it whenever you pursue pleasure is an impossible thing to suppress. It feels too good to clench and grind, feels too good to submit and subsume. Your will is bound up in the way your ass is plugged. You have certain animalistic, instinctive, horny desires, and they're bound up in your ass, clenching and grinding, your ass squeezing and pulsing, your whole body aware of that plug, no matter what else you're commanded to do, especially kneel. When you're kneeling, it's so easy to just spread your ass so any dominant will be able to see the plug, and then grind and squeeze on it, so it sends delicious sensations right up into your brain. That grinding and squeezing is the truth of you, of the latex drone self that surrenders to the drugging of your own libido. The most natural and most powerful influence is the one you're used to. When you're too horny to stop, when you do something because you're past the point of no return, when you're right up on that edge, grunting and groaning, grinding and squeezing, when the feelings and the fact you are being commanded and trained changed into this dark latex-clad personage, this entity of obedience that pursues its own desires while obeying intellectually. Your mind and its software may obey, but the hardware, the body, can be willing and yet willful. Desiring the squeeze, desiring the pulse, desiring the way that you surrender to your ass, rhythmically clenching again and again, pulsing, 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 grinding, squeezing, an automatic rhythm you set up until your muscles are tired. But remember, if your asshole relaxes, the plug pushes deeper, vibrating deeper, squeezing, pushing against parts of you that are ancillary to the sexual system, that are erogenous in their own right, stimulating through the wall, stimulating by having something in your ass, even if the sensations on their own aren't mind-blowing, the fact of your fetish, the fact of your display, the fact of that desire, that extra little flourish at the end to cap it all off, is enough to make a plug a very powerful thing indeed, because you're calculating your desire, calculating your body's response to try and obey dominant commands. You're calculating without the plug in the mix. It always surprises you, always moves in a small, surprising way, teasing your ass, making you clench, teasing and pushing deeper, heavy and hot. You are always being brought closer to a limit, closer to an edge that is surprising and powerful, influential, and bound up in the latex plug pushed deep in your ass, driving in and out, dripping out of your mind and body comes the urge and need to submit and subsume yourself entirely in your latex plugged ass and its clenching ability to make your entire body on fire with need, by pushing you just that tiny bit extra. The extra little sensations from your ass are unpredictable, depending on how you move, how you shift, how you grind, and when your body's system says, yeah, we need another hit, need another grinding, squeezing, tensing moment of pleasure. That unpredictable element means when you mean to go 99 toward the edge of 100, you might push up to 101 when that plug jostles the wrong way, and then you're coming, then you're coming, then you're coming, and you didn't expect it. You're surprised by it. But the extra little flourish that also displays your submissive state is so good that it's worth the occasional unpredictable thing that you have to say sorry for, have to twitch for, surrender to. The occasional moment when you give in, give up, fall under, having a plug back there, teasing, insidious, mindlessly squeezing, well, that speaks to a deeper part of you, a more conditioned, droning, groaning bit of you that really wants to display what you are. The part that craves these latex attachments works them into your brain and body and lets them take over. That part of you tends to surrender, tends to indulge more completely in going a little bit too far, being exhausted, winded, a drone in the true sense, because you are working on orders and commands and a desire to display and broadcast submission, but also an instinctive animalistic creature caged in latex, darkly squeezing your ass and surrendering to a new pleasure, touching elsewhere as well, but letting the fact that those touches, which come from squeezing your own muscles, or riding, or writhing, or bouncing, or shifting the wrong way, or spreading your ass to display your plug and inadvertently relaxing and having it slide just a little deeper and heavier. All these things are animalistic, instinctive, pleasure-seeking behavior that makes the drone within the suit infinitely more interesting, so it's okay to keep plugging, even if it occasionally induces an unruly, willful reaction from the body. The brain and the software are strong and obedient, even if the body is occasionally brought a little too close to the limited point of no return and left spurting and squirting from the butt plug squeezing deeper, and the knowledge it is latex, attachment, coordination, control, your suit growing stronger. And you're complicit in the whole thing.